Please be advised that a special meeting of the Legislative Committee, a committee of the whole of the Annuity and Pension Board, scheduled for February 26, 2026, is called to order. The time is 9:01 a.m. Jan, could you please call the roll?
Yes, Mr. Barmore?
Yeah.
Mr. Bell?
Here.
Mr. Christensen?
Here.
Mr. DeClean?
Here.
Mr. Helling?
Here.
Mr. Conrad?
Here.
Mr. Kovac?
Here.
And Ms. Ford?
Here.
Quorum?
Okay. Item one of the agenda is consideration of a proposal to review, consider, and make recommendations regarding an amendment to Board Rule 2C6. Patrick, would you like to explain the proposed amendment?
Yes, thank you, Ms. Ford. As the board will recall, in December, it approved a number of amendments to the System Statement of Investment Policy. So as part of that, certain portions of those changes, specifically some delegations of authority, adjustments of responsibilities of staff, particularly in relation to the investment consultant, were considered and approved as part of the amendments to the policy. And what these two items are today is essentially, housekeeping might be too light of a word for it, but essentially, we are just capturing in the board rules to a large degree changes that have already been approved in the Statement of Investment Policy. So the first item related to Rule 2C6, there's two portions to it really. The first is it confirms the independence of the Chief Investment Officer and clarifies that the Chief Investment Officer reports directly to the board. And then the second amendment essentially is the closest we get to a new policy. It creates a reporting structure for the investment committee to conduct an annual review of the investment consultant, and also directs investment staff to conduct biannual visits, essentially not quite due diligence visits, but monitoring visits with the investment consultant. One thing I want to note about the changes to paragraph M is that first sentence that begins with evaluating and managing and ends with contracts is already in the Statement of Investment Policy, and the remaining portion of that paragraph M would be sort of this new monitoring, evaluation, and reporting structure that we are creating for both investment staff and the investment committee. So if anyone has any questions, I'd certainly be happy to provide any additional information.
Thank you, Patrick. Any comments or questions from board members or staff? If not, do I have a motion to approve the amendment? I'll make the motion.
Armour, second.
Thank you. Do I have any objections? Hearing no objections, the amendment is approved. Item two of the agenda is a proposal to review, consider, and make recommendations regarding amendment to Board Rule 7G2C. Patrick, would you also like to elaborate on this proposal?
Yes, absolutely, thank you. This item, I think, truly is a housekeeping item. The board has already approved the delegations of authority to the investment staff related to transition managers and ministerial private real estate and private equity contract amendments in the Statement of Investment Policy. So as of December, I think I mentioned, and some of you will recall, that adding those delegations to the Statement of Investment Policy is sufficient to legally delegate that authority. What you have before you is we are capturing those delegations in the board rules as a matter of governance best practice. In other words, because we usually capture delegations of authority in the board rules, we're simply taking those delegations that have already been made in the Statement of Investment Policy and recapturing them in the board rules. There are copies of the relevant portions of the Statement of Investment Policy included in the committee packet related to these two delegations. And if anyone has any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Any comments or questions from board members or staff? If not, do I have a motion to approve the amendment?
This is Bill. I'll make that
motion. I will make the motion.
I heard Bill make the motion. I'm not sure who.
Bill will second.
Bill seconds. Thank you. Thank you, Matthew and Bill. Any objections? Hearing no objections, the amendment is approved. That concludes our agenda. Is there a motion to adjourn?
I will make the motion.
Oh, Matthew, did you make the motion?
Yes.
Okay, a second?
Kovak, second.
Thank you, Nick. Hearing any objections? Hearing no objections, the meeting is adjourned. Time is 9:07.